The pool is really something that we are keeping top of mind, knowing that we have a schedule, and if we don't keep on it, then, you know, our 2021 hopefully reopen of the new facility won't happen. But, you know, the thing is, it was hard. It was a very hard decision, you know, not to open this year. Now that it's made, we're moving on, and I'm excited about the high flying slides and the lazy river, which is something everyone wanted. It was one of the top things, along with the 50 meter competition pool, which I'm going to tell you, this pool is going to be from here to Wichita is going to be probably the top. It's going to be the best outdoor 50 meter pool that there really is in the country. So we're excited about having people come and use that one.
Yeah, that's really cool. And you said you guys came up with a name for the.
Well, there was a name and theming committee, and so there was tons of really cool submissions by the public, and so they came up with four, which you think that would make it easier, and it doesn't. But we sent another survey out, and there's one that kind of dropped out of the way, but there are three that were like less than 10 apart from each other, so that made it really hard. So we got to choose between Thunder Basin, Garden Rapids, or Garden Oasis. So, and each one kind of had a color scheme and a theme and some really fun parts of that. Now, there's also a lot of more stuff to come, more public input and those kind of things. But we kind of need to decide the theme and then also the name so that we could move forward. So,
well, and you know, when you think about the old big pool, of course, there's a lot of memories and nostalgia attached to it. No one's ever going to be...
Tell me about it.
You can't make everybody happy with the features. You can throw all kinds of features and names into it. Not everyone's going to be happy. But I think, and maybe you agree, that, you know, once it's constructed and built and people, you know, go there, they're probably going to forget about just kind of a hole in the ground.
Well, what we know is that it's always going to be called the big pool. Mm-hmm. And so one thing that when we decided, so of those three names we decided, so the name is going to be Garden Rapids. And so, but it's going to be called Garden Rapids at the big pool. You know, we wanted to honor the big pool. I know, like you said, all of us have memories of the big pool. Some of us who are older have longer memories of the big pool. But, you know, the neat thing about the big pool, it's always going to be that. I remember now, probably some people are going to get me, but I remember when they built a new high school, you know, we'd always still call the old high school, you mean the old high school. Yeah. So it's going to be called the big pool.
I still do that.
Yeah, I do too. I have to be careful so I don't get in trouble. But you know, the big pool and the new big pool complex, you know, the Garden Rapids is going to be just another opportunity to bring people to Garden City. And also, I think some of the things that they're incorporating is just going to be really exciting. I mean, newly updated shower, or the bathhouse is going to actually be redone with updated showers, family bathrooms, and, you know, lots of bathrooms. And then we're going to have a new concession stand, which is going to be incredible. So, now there's lots of if you've not had a chance to go online and look, there's some pretty exciting things going to be getting ready to happen. And so this year, during the summer, we're going to look for ways to really honor the big pool and do some things down there, some events. As we're reopening, you know, that slowly, you know, the city... When the county made their decision to reopen, we know that we have to do a step out also. So it's really up to every business. And the city being a business, we're really going to kind of phase in that reopening also.